Heavenly Father, we just want to start off just by remembering the words of John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. This is one of my special verses that I go to because Christ gives us so much. But here he tells us that he gives us peace, not as the world gives, but as he gives. And that is a peace that passes all human understanding. The peace, as we've just been hearing, in the midst of the storm, the peace that comes from knowing within that we have won the battle, that the battle has been won already through Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for such a wonderful gift that is available to us. Help us, Lord, to for those of us that worry, for those of us that are anxious, for those of us that are depressed, help us, Lord, to cast our burdens onto you, Lord, knowing fully well that you have promised that you will give us rest. For your burden is easy, and your burden is light, and your yoke is easy. Help us, Lord, to tap into that promise and to believe it, knowing that it has already been done. Because you said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. It is finished, and all those promises are ours to have. Help us to claim it, Lord. Above all, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Keep our eyes fixed on the prize. When life comes our way, and life does happen, sickness happens, grief happens, temptations come, sin happens. And in such a fallen world, there's so much that could go wrong. There's so much that does go wrong. Abuse happens. Molestation happens. Pedophilia happens. Murder happens. Jealousy, envy, rage, anger, violence. So much happens, Lord, to your people. So much happens in the world to those that are not even your people. Yet, Lord, you offer us an out. You offer us the promise that our eternity does not have to be in suffering. You promise us that our eternity does not have to be more of the same of what we've come to see in this world. The destruction, the languishing, the torment, the pain. You offer us that gift of eternal life at your side in heaven. Help us all, Lord, to keep our eyes fixed on that promise, to keep our eyes fixed on that eternity, that we may not rely on our own strength to go through today, but in the strength through Christ who strengthens us. For when we are weak, Lord, we know then that you are strong. Help us to remember that in our lowest, weakest times. And for those that are suffering with mental ill health, Lord, in whatever capacity, we ask, Lord, that you would please help them to feel you next to them, to feel you holding their hands, to feel you rubbing their backs, to feel you easing their minds, to feel your peace for those that are anxious, for those that are depressed, to feel you just light up their hearts and give them that hope, that spark, that hope for tomorrow, that they may not be desolate. They may not turn to suicide. We know, Lord, that there are a few members in the group that sometimes voice about having suicidal thoughts. Lord, in those darkest moments, let them always remember that they're not on their own, that you are there with them. Comfort them, Lord, as you promise that you are near to the brokenhearted. Let them feel you near, Lord. Help them. This Mental Health Awareness Week, help us to keep talking about these issues, that there may not be a stigma around mental health, that people will be able to open up to one another more, to seek the help that they so desperately need, even whilst continuing praying for you, and trusting the science and the medicine to help ease their symptoms and to help them live just day by day, that they may worship and save you and serve you even more. Thank you, Lord, for such an enriching conversation, one that is so desperately needed sometimes within the body of Christ. Help us, Lord, to not demonize mental health, not demonize people with mental health issues. Rather, let us come alongside them and help them and seek to understand what it is that they go through and their experience of life here on earth, that we may ease their burden, just as you ease ours. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this conversation. Thank you for Ngum. Thank you for Giselle. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us and everybody else listening this week. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us all until we come again next week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.